Ira, thank you for having me today. Brian and Savage Club, thank you very much. My name is Dennis Wing. How many musicians are in the group?
Yeah.
Are in this group? A bit more than half. All right. Let me see those hands again. Yeah, a bit more than half. I was expecting less than half, so this may be stuff you all know already, in which case, you know, I want 100% accuracy on the answers, okay? We're going to start at the very beginning. Before I tell you what the topic is, it's one of the seven elements of music. All right, so we've got more than half the room musicians. Name one of the seven elements. Call it out.
Tempo.
We'll call it rhythm. Keep going.
Melody.
What else?
Harmony.
Those are the big three. Harmony, melody, and rhythm. The other four are, and one of them in particular is what you're going to be hearing about all night. So what else?
Dynamics.
Yeah, dynamics. Very good. Three more. Band?
Texture.
What is texture? Well, we should be defining these. Does anybody need definitions on these? Melody is the tune you whistle. These are informal definitions. Melody is the tune you whistle, right? Rhythm is the events in time. The harmony is the notes that support the melody. How would you define dynamics as how loud and soft? How would you define texture, Paul? What's that?
How many forces?
I still didn't hear the word.
How many forces?
Forces?
The forces.
Okay, that's in
the timbre.
The amount of musicians.
That's cool. I never heard that word forces. I want to interview you later and learn more about that. So that's texture, but somebody else said it. Said another one.
Timbre.
Yeah, it was over here. What's timbre?
So timbre is the vibrational tone of individual sounds.
The tone, yeah, the tone quality. And texture is like, I want to hear more about forces, but I usually define it as like how thick or thin the music is at any given moment. If it's just one oboe playing, is that fairly accurate, would you say? If it's just one oboe playing, that's very thin texture. If the whole orchestra is playing, that's very thick. Now, it just so happens that the remaining one left is the one that we're going to talk about, and that worked out perfectly because I was wondering if someone was going to say it ahead of time. So before I try and, you know, weed it out of you what it is, let me ask you this. Who has ever tried to compose a limerick or a haiku? Two people? Come on, three? Four? Five? Okay. So let me ask it like this. Was it more enjoyable? How should I frame the question? Why was it enjoyable to do that kind of a poem as opposed to just any poem?
Because of the form.
Okay, what do you mean by the form?
The form is the structure.
The structure of it.
Of the piece.
Okay, and why was it more fun to have a set form?
Well, certainly more challenging, I think.
Okay. All right, so that when you finished it, you played by the rules and there was an additional sense of accomplishment rather than just, I wrote some words on paper.
I think also there's a sense of resolution with the form.
Sense of resolution. That the form itself has become common because we hear it and feel it as a way of resolution. That's very good. Now let me ask a different question. When you guys have heard a limerick or a haiku, what was the additional enjoyment of hearing it versus just hearing any random poem that someone would recite? Is it any different than DeWayne's answer of the structure?
Well, it's clever and it's familiar. There's like a tradition to it. So you recognize
Yeah.
that it's a limerick.
You recognize the form, and therefore appreciate not only the content, but the form itself. And so now we're getting somewhere. So far we've established that, go ahead.
It makes it more sticky.
All right, tell me what you mean by sticky. That's a technical term. You remember it more easily. This is great. So
it's evocative.
Provocative?
Evocative.
All right, cool. I'm not even sure what the difference between provocative and evocative is, but we'll skip that. We've established quite a few things already in a short time. The seventh musical element is form, and what form brings is a enjoyment for the composer, or in jazz's case, improviser, or both, and enjoyment on the part of the listener, right? And what was the other thing? It's more sticky, maybe more memorable. I like that, sticky. So, this is the remaining element. I am married to a non-musician, thank God, and and I asked her, what did jazz sound like? We've been together 10 years. What was jazz sound like for you 10 years ago? And she said, chaos. And I said, well, what does it sound like now that you've known me for 10 years? She said, organized chaos. I said, that's perfect, perfect, that's absolutely perfect. The form is the structure whereby see, back in the day, the tunes that became jazz standards were the pop tunes that everyone knew. They were the pop tunes of the day. So you didn't have to learn. The trouble now is, like, people don't know, modern audiences don't know the tunes, unless they're maybe Broadway fanatics or something, or if they're, you know, they just happen to be, like, the average person, I'm saying, they don't know the tunes. They're not gonna know, they will never be another you, you know, unless they happen to be in their favorite movie that they watch, you know, every other week. So there's that. And then musicians improvising within the structure that, you know, it's very difficult to follow the form if you don't know the underlying tune. And in modern jazz, like, the forms have become very complicated, that even musicians many times, or at least me, can't follow the form even when we try to figure it out. So those two things are running against you as a listener for jazz. So, you know, classical music has many forms. There's sonata form, aria, there's symphonic form, concerto, fugue, chorale, minuet, rondo, etc. Pop music has form. You have your verse, your chorus. Most common one is probably, you know, intro, then verse, chorus, bridge, chorus, chorus, chorus. That's like a form. I have a former student who got international songwriting fame, and he always used the same form for every single tune. But you couldn't really tell because his songs were very different, but it was A, B, A, B, let's see, A, B, A, B, C, B, 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 B. That was it. He refused to, because if it ain't broke, don't fix it, I don't blame him. He always wrote in that form. But the thing is, with pop music, there may be a solo, there may be an improvised solo, but it's only over usually one section, like the solo section, right? So in jazz, like, there's a leader improvising, but everybody else is improvising too, the whole band. So if you don't know the underlying tune and you can't appreciate the form, you can easily see why you would think it's just chaos. You with me? So today, even though we've only known each other a short time, you're gonna get some homework to do, right? Like, 25 minutes from now, or however long, you're gonna be physically interacting, should you choose to accept the mission, with the form of jazz. What is that gonna be like? I will explain. So first, we're gonna present some of the most common forms. If our band, could please come up. And we're gonna demonstrate some of the most common forms, and then, having paid attention to those, we're gonna play, randomly pick one of those forms, play the piece, and you'll have to identify it. And then the physical action, interaction will start. I'll explain more as we go. Probably the most common form is the 12-bar blues. How do you know what the bar is? How do you know? if you don't know what the bar is, how can you count 12 bars? Well, you may hear the form, but you may hear the structure just because the melody will repeat. But if you have no clue how to count the bar, the drummer will typically play 2 and 4 on the hi-hat. Can you demonstrate, Greg, please? Like, can you count 4 and then just play a swing feel with 2 and 4 on the hi-hat?
Oh, wow.
Incidentally, it's the same in rock music, except the snare's on 2 and 4. 1, 2. It's an easy way to get started. All right, this is one of the most common forms. We'll play Tenor Madness. Donald, okay? Ready? And by the way, there's a thing in jazz about verse and chorus. I was talking about the rock form. You know, you got verse, chorus, etc. What is the how does the word chorus differ in jazz as opposed to in rock? Anyone?
I think of chorus as one time through the form.
One time through the form, very important. When we say chorus, it doesn't mean what it means in rock, because the chorus is the entire form. Why is that? Do you remember? Why did that happen to evolve like that?
Because you're going to repeat the form.
It evolved like that because the verses were usually this rubato. Rubato means like slow, out of time, like freely intro to the song. Like, you know, the only one that comes.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Like, no, the only one I remember is like, I've wined and dined on mulligan stew and never wished for turkey. And that's the lady is a tramp. That's the only one I remember. How does Somewhere in the Rainbow start?
Oh.
You got it, Donald? Well, it's B flat blues, so let's just play it. These were in alphabetical order. Greg, do you need these? Maybe you can lend your charts to Don. All of them. Are they still in alphabetical order on your end?
I've mostly charts on my own. I'll give you what you need.
But are they still in alphabetical order?
No.
I should have told you guys they were in an alphabetical order. And
okay.
Yeah, most of them are still.
Okay, do that.
So, ready? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Be honest with me, who knows all about this? Yeah, and it's totally old hat. Raise your hand, come on. Come on, I know at least many of you know the 12 bar blues. Just raise your hand, it's all good. I just wanna assess. Come on, Paul. There you go. All right, how many of you on the complete opposite end, you have no clue how you would begin to, I want your feedback on this. Who has no clue how that would be 12 bars? Come on, raise your hands. All right, we got some honest people in the room. And who's in between? And some people didn't raise their hand at all. So we have a scattering. I'm gonna speak to the people who have no idea. This is 12 bars long. It's not that you have to count, but you'll notice that you can count. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. But notice that the phrases are usually within sets of 4 bars. And so this particular tune has like 3 long sets. Like I'll do 1, 2, 3 as we go. Ready? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. That was 1, 2, 3. What's going to happen at the end, another 20 minutes or however long, you guys are going to do certain things to mark the top of the form. Sorry about that. Let me shut it off. I got to not only shut it off, but shut the ringer off. The next type of form could be just the form itself. We call it A. We assign letter names to the form, to sections of the form, just because they don't particularly mean anything. When you say AABA, it could have been, you know, YYZX, whatever. But, you know, we avoid calling them numbers because that might be bar numbers or something. So the form could just be A. Can we play Solar, you guys? Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Dennis.
So, we're gonna play the form twice. Here we go, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. could you hear something repeat? The people who had no idea, you could hear, okay, so would you be expected to like keep that in your head the whole time while people are improvising for the next 5, 6, 7 minutes? Yes, big time. So that the trick is you have to pay attention like a lot in the very first, and like I said, it helps if you knew the tunes from before, but even if you, and usually in a form like that, it happens to be 12 bars long. And there's nothing special about that. It's not a blues like the first form we played. So we just call it a form of A. But you would have to keep that in mind so that you can hear the framework within which musicians are thinking. We don't want to teach you how to think like a musician because that could be dangerous, but at least you could at least you could think, you could see the framework within which the musicians are thinking. Okay? Most common form besides the 12-bar blues, who wants to call it out? I'm gonna play Willow Weep for Me. By the way, this is one you suggested. Would you like the melody?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Willow Weep for Me. What is the most common four besides the 12-bar blues, you guys, musicians? You got more than half the room musicians. Come on. AABA, what does that mean? It means same section, different section, same section. It's not that hard to figure out. So we're gonna give you an example. This is Willow Weep for Me. Well, you can count however you like it.
One.
Okay, be honest, who heard the same section, different section, same section? Just raise your hand if you did. And don't raise it if you did not. I really want to know. Come on, raise it if you did. So, okay, so we got like about a third of the people who did not recognize that. So, here's what I'd like to do. We're going to start the physical interaction. The tune is AABA. It means that right in the beginning, you're going to clap. That's the beginning of the A section. When you hear the same music again, clap again. When you hear B, you clap twice. And when you hear the last A, you clap again. So clap, 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 and clap. Got it? Here we go. Remember to clap right on the one. One, two, a one, two, three. Only on the section. Good job, you guys. It has begun. So can you raise your hand if you did really, I want to help you more if you did not know what was going on. Please be honest. Just raise your hand. We're all friends here. So, okay, good. So
well, I have a complaint.
You have a complaint? Bring it on. We love it.
None of the people I can see actually clapped twice at the beginning.
Yeah, no bridge clap twice. Except, did you?
Yes.
Except for you. I wasn't sure. And I'm glad your complaint wasn't with the band. I'm glad it was for y'all. You guys fight it out outside. But very good so far. You're off to a good start. See, it's not that hard. And then when we start playing at the end, or at the end of this section, you're going to be clapping while we're improvising on that. It's not that hard. Yeah, most of the time the sections are eight bars in length, which is like a satisfying thing that Duane was saying. Resolution. There's some kind of resolution within the structure. We feel eight bars, and it's a common length of section.
So
which
I also want to say that I think my initial reluctance to say I knew was that the A part seems to repeat in the middle. The A has two similar parts in it.
Yeah, I know. And I debated whether to include this, but I was a nice job in the melody.
It's still interesting. I'm just saying that's where my initial confusion
is. Yeah. No, I get that. And I did hesitate for that reason to include this, but we got it nonetheless.
You can criticize the person who wrote it.
So that's AABA. So far we covered 12. Let's poll you. We got 12 bar blues. What was the second one when we played Solar? Remember that form
just
it was?
A.
Just A. And then this last one was?
AABA.
What?
AABA.
Thank you, AABA. This next one is a variation on AABA called AABC. Now, this is the plot always thickens, right? You might ask one musician what is the form of such and such standard, and they'll tell you. Ask another one, and they'll tell you something different. What is going on? Do they both know different versions of the same song? No, they're just categorizing it differently. And in Jerry Coker's book, How to Learn Tunes, it's a Jamie Abersold thing. He says it right up front, thank goodness, because some of his forms differed from mine. And then you go to the real book, and it has yet another one. Or you go to the Chuck Scheer real book and it has yet another one. So it's just a different way of. So there's musicians in the room, you may appreciate this. Like, for example, we have Night and Day in here. Could be listed as AB, but you could also get more detail and call it ABABCB. So, or Stella by Starlight. My sheet music says ABC, but the A is 16 bars and the B and C are eight bars, and the first half and second half of the A don't really have that much to do together, so couldn't you call it A, B, C, D? So it's a little subjective, this. But whatever the form whatever the way of categorizing the form for you is, as you listen, is the way that you'll think about it. This is A, A, B, C. We're gonna do Autumn Leaves, okay? Autumn Leaves is A, A, B, C. But you could call it AAB, where the B section is 16 bars. Go figure, whatever it is. We'll stick to AABC right now. Here we go. 1, 2, 1. How many people recognized A, A, B, C? Good, so let's clap it. This time we're gonna improvise. Ready? Would you like to solo, please, Ira?
Sure.
Here we go, clap the, just do one clap per section, A, A, B, C. You don't have to do doubles. I don't want any, fights in the parking. Say again?
Clap in time on the C part.
Yeah, that's right, do it on the B and do it in time. No, I'm just kidding, just do one clap per section, A, A, B, C. Here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. just checking to see if you do one on the top. Very good, you guys. It seems like you're all getting it. If there's any questions, just call them out. But it's very good. So far, we got A, blues, we got A, we got AABA, we got AABC. We didn't talk about AB. Can we do a little 4-on-6?
Sure.
AB is potentially, you know, easy to categorize because it's just one thing then another. It's one damn thing, it's Winston Churchill, one damn thing after another. Oh. His definition of history. I don't know what that has to do with this, but. So AB. And this song has an intro too, which kind of goes with, it does go with the form, but it's easier once the form, you'll hear the melody. So we'll do the intro. You know it?
Oh yeah, we do this.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. AB-ness of it. Okay, let's do some clapping. Ready, one, and let's do some blowing on it too. All right, I'll do the melody first, and then we'll do another chorus or two of blowing, and you guys can clap the whole time, just on the A and just on the B. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. One, two, three, clap. Could you see how that one you could kind of call it ABAC?
Yes.
Right? But it's listed as ABAB in the book. So, all right, you're getting it. This is good. We're doing making progress here.
One point.
Go ahead.
You have to stop looking at it.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm like, I want this to go well, so do it now. All right, I'm gonna turn. Good point. I'm gonna turn around and face the wall now. Very good, very good. So that was AB, and now we're also going to do ABAC. We have until 7:15-ish?
No, just keep going.
Like 7:20?
Yeah, 7:20-25.
We don't have to do all these, if we do ABAC, we'll be good. How about East of the Sun? You got the melody or wrong take? Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
to getting it. Anyone have questions about A, B, A, C? If not, we're going to clap while we can proud. Would you like to take it?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Clapping on A, B, A, C. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Stop. This is good. We only fooled a small majority of you because the ABAC, the C section's a little longer. So half the group was like, wait, is it coming or what's going on? So we only fooled a few of you. So overall, kudos to you guys. And those we fooled, it's good that you're, you know, ready to be eager like me, like, okay, it's time to clap. So this is good. Do you want to hear it one more time or are we good on that? Okay. What's that? Well, this is the thing, like, now I think we're ready for the challenge, where we're going to pick any of the, I didn't get to all the forms. Let me just finish what they are, but we won't demonstrate them. There's AAB. I think this is good, because we're ready for the challenge. We're going to pick a form, and you guys are going to, like, listen to it and detect it. You're going to confer with each other what it is, and then once we agree on something, you'll do the clapping. But the remaining forms I didn't do are AAB, like night and day. Could be ABAB, or ABABCB, it says. I'll remember April is ABA, Stella by Starlight, ABC, or it could be ABCD, etc., etc. So, just to be fair, we're only going to limit it to the ones we did. So right now, I'm going to tell the band a tune. They don't even know what it is. I don't even know what it is yet. And your guys are going to tell us whether it's blues, A, AB, AABA, AABC, or ABAC. Would you like me to repeat that?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 choices. You have 6 choices. Blues, A, AB, AABA, AABC, or ABAC. That's too much gobbledygook. It might as well be CBGB for all I care. And we're going to play one, and you're just simply going to identify what you think. Here we go. We're going to play A Train. Under T. Under T for take the. Thank you for helping, Maureen.
AABA.
How do you know?
I just found it.
You Googled it on your phone.
I don't know what service you have. My phone wouldn't
ring. So you knew.
I'm gonna ask you that.
You knew. Well, but seriously, you knew the melody and you figured it out on your own just now.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Kudos to you. Let's see if he's right or not. What's your name?
Danny.
Now the pressure's on. The rest of the group, the rest of the group is going to see if you're right.
There could well be a C part I didn't remember.
But that's cool that he recited it in his head. You can do that in your car when you're driving. You just don't miss your exit. Here we go. Boom. Let's just go right on the form. No intro because it could be confusing. Like 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Okay, we got 2 people. Does everybody think that? Raise your hand if you do not think it's AABA. No one wants to be the odd person out. What do you think it is, Marnie?
AABC.
AABC? So was there something different about the last one? What was different about the length or?
The melody.
Okay. So this is another thing too. I didn't clearly define this, but generally like the amount of bars and the harmony is more of a, I don't know if this is 100% true, but I feel like it's more of a guiding factor than the melody. Like if the melody has a variation, but it's within the same chord structure, then that's the same form. So you're right, this could be right, but I would think that most musicians would call this one AABA. Did anyone else have something different from AABA? Okay, so we're all experts here, this is fantastic. So do it while the band is improvising, okay? We're gonna do it again, and let's trade. I don't want to give it away. Let's just do whatever. Here we go. But clap on each section.
Well, I'll look at you when you're done.
Because if I tell you what to do, then it's not a. Here we go.
Okay.
So just clap, and actually, how about this? Let's add a new twist. I'd like you to stand at the top of the form, right? So stand up, please, right now. Come on, I told you this was physically interacting. Stand at the top of the form. That's in lieu of your clap on A. Then you could sit the entire rest of the 32 bars. It's AABA, I already told you, it's AABA and each section is 8 bars. I didn't tell you that part, but clap on those sections. When the top comes around, stand up again. That will make me happy. Here we go, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Excellent job. That was too easy, you guys. Come back next week and we'll make it harder. 7:15 exactly. We'll take a short break, yeah?
We can do one more.
You think so? I wanted to quit while we were ahead.
Let's do one.
Let's give him a super hard one.
Let's go hard.
All right. Okay. How about... Well, I'm tempted to do one of the ones that we haven't presented. We didn't really present, but let's do it. I think it's very clear. Let's do Besame Mucho. It's a very clear form, so even though I kind of mentioned it, we didn't really demonstrate it earlier, I still think I have full confidence in you guys showing me down. Huh?
Step up from what we did. We didn't see, so.
You got it?
Okay.
Yeah, 2 pages.
Yeah. Oh, 2 pages?
2 pages. I'm glad you showed me. How will you recognize the second page? It's got G minor 6 on top. Thank you, Greg. So, this is a form I mentioned, but it's not one we had demonstrated. But I think it's pretty clear. Here we go. We're gonna just play it once and then stop. You guys can confer what it is. Here we go. And don't figure it out in advance or Google it on your phone. Here we go. Let's hear what you guys think it is. Not everybody all at once. Okay. Yep. What do we think?
A B.
We got. Somebody said A B.
A B C.
We had A B. Okay, just call them up. We got A B. A B C.
A-A-B-C.
Yeah. A-A-B-C? Okay. So, just talk it out. Like, the person said A-B. Let's just run through it real quick. Like, where was the halfway point? I'm going to... Like, who said A-B? I'm not picking on you, but let's just work it out. Let's work it out. Like, show me where the B section is. Like, 2, 3, 4. Besame. Besame mucho. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Right there?
Yeah.
Now this bit, is that, have we heard that already?
Yes.
So this must be a return to some section, unless. So let's scrap ABA from or AB for a minute. What was the other call?
ABC.
Okay. All right. So then there must be something different about this from the last C to the first A. So we're gonna play right now. We're gonna play the first A, and then stop for a second so everybody knows. Then we're gonna play the last section to see is there any difference? Should we indeed call it C, or perhaps it could be AA? Wait, I'm sorry, you said AABC?
Yeah.
Well, let's play the first First section and the last section with a little break in between. One, two, one, two, three. That's the end of that section, all right? And now the band's gonna play the last section. One, two, one, two, three. Were they different or the same?
I think they're different.
You think they're different?
Yeah.
All right, how many people say they're different? Go on, raise your hand. All right, you've been outnumbered, my friend. So how many people think it was the same, same form? Okay, so the samers, which seem to be the majority, then what would you call the form? We ruled out A, B, and we ruled out A, B, A, C?
A, A, B.
Or A, A, B, C. What's left, you guys?
A, B, A.
A, B, A? Who thinks it's A, B, A?
True.
All right, we're going to... Yeah, what is that from?
It's something going with the amp. Go ahead, keep going.
Okay. Who's amp? Tom? Okay.
It's your phone. It's your phone. You take your phone off the amp, the sound will go away.
Mm-hmm. Take your phone off the amp.
Take your phone off the amp, and the sound will go away. Awesome.
All right, so we seem to have a little bit of, this is good. I'm glad Ira suggested one more because it's a little more thought-provoking. So, but we have a hypothesis of ABA. We're going to play the melody one more time and see if you agree, and if you don't, what do you think it is? All right, so we're giving you one more shot. One, two, one, two, three. There was a proposition of ABA. Is that still on the table? And if not, what is it?
Is there a key change in that?
What's that?
Is there a key change in that?
That's a little irrelevant. I promise we can answer that question in a minute. Well, maybe I don't promise.
I mean, would the key change?
Well, sometimes there are distinct...
The same phrase.
Distinct changes in the... I never went over this, but there are distinct changes in the form due to harmony... Or feel, like we were going to do Green Dolphin Street, where you typically play Latin in the A and swing in the B and stuff like that. But we didn't have time for all that. But that even that's not a perfectly valid way to decide the form, because plenty of tunes go to different keys just temporarily, and they're not. It's not a new form. So that's like the tricky. Although you know that's a good point. And in this particular tune, to answer your question, it doesn't change keys, but it goes somewhere else harmonically in the bridge. So what do we think the form is, lads and lasses? This is your final chance. We did so well up to today, up to this moment. Ira, you set them up. Come on. So what do we think? We had a proposition of ABA. What do we think? Did it sound like the same music, something else, and then the same thing or not? Somebody said yes. All right, how many people think it was ABA? Come on. About half of you. What did the other half think?
A, B, A,
who said it? Okay, so then if that were true, then where is the repeat? If you have da 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 da. Okay, you could make an argument there.
Yeah.
Is it the same chord structure? No, it isn't. So if you wanted, I'm glad you're speaking what you believe, you know, this is, It's a workshop. This is what I'd much prefer that than someone going walking home going, I think it was ABA, everybody else was wrong. So I'm very happy, but let's see if the chords are the same. And if they're not, we're gonna squash that. Now even I'm getting confused. So let's just listen to the chord change, like da 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 da. Here's your next section. Same or different?
I think it's changed.
Different, so you could call it Marnie. I guess you were saying you could call it A B and then C A B. Except that if in this case the B always follows A, then there's no necessarily any functional reason why not to call that
just
section.
A.
So we'll just, like, can we just call it ABA? I still like to give you guys a round because I think overall you did very well. And even then, you know, there may be, like I said in the beginning, there may be some discrepancies among different ways of musicians counting. Recently I was listening to Hidalgo, Giovanni Hidalgo talking about, you know, whether it's a 3-2 or 2-3 clave, and he said, if you get in an argument with your fellow musicians, just know that the same thing happens in Cuba, Havana, Cuba, and everywhere else, so don't worry about it. So it's all good. Now, we have a minute for questions, just a minute. You had something to say, I'm sorry.
I was just thinking back on the last term that if it's A, B, A, the first A would be 16 bars, and the last A would be 8 bars, so that doesn't make sense.
Wait, I'm sorry, which tune are we on now?
I'm testing it.
On this tune. Say it again?
If it was A, B, A, the first A is 16 bars long, and then the last A is 8 bars long, so that doesn't work.
That's not really true. The last A is, the last, well, if we say A, B, C, this is 16. Is that what you meant?
How long is the last A?
16, just like the first.
Okay. Yeah.
So this particular tune goes, it goes. It goes 16, then 8, then 16. This is 16, then 8, then 16. Anyone else have any questions, comments, or snide remarks?
You guys are great.
Thank you. I'm glad that was not a snide remark.
Okay, we're going to take a 5-minute break, and then we're going to.